what we got problem is your mind thinking a lot and your heart worried or suffering. So then you must come to practice mindfulness and awareness. Mindful. Come here. See the present moment. You always lost in thought. Thought about the past and the future. Thinking too much. Okay? So how to be mindful? Watch. Watch yourself. Not by eye. By your mindfulness to watch yourself. Okay? When you look whatever in front, look at your job, look at your friend, you never watch yourself. Okay? So if you not watch yourself, your mind lost, disturbed. When your friend speak bad, your mind disturbed. So if you watch yourself, okay, then you can see something come to your mind, disturbed, but you are mindful, not lost. Anyhow, you must develop your heart, awareness of yourself, okay? Awareness is to wake up your heart. While you have a lot of thought, thinking bad or disturbed, yeah, because your heart got worry, got attachment, got desire and attachment. So that's why the Buddha point to your heart. Because you got desire and attachment, then it make you suffering, okay? And when you got attachment, that it form your thought, okay? Make you think bad more and more. But if you free from attachment, then you have your mind mindful, knowing what you're thinking, but thinking bad, thinking good, okay? Anyhow, first, we just know the function of mind, okay? Mind as thought, okay? And the other function is mind as feeling. This, I just use the word heart, mental heart, okay? So if you know the function of mind, then you can manage how to work with your mind. When you want, you have to think, you think, okay? But when you rest yourself, you just smile and relax, okay? Smile and relax. Mind got to function. So when you have a lot of thought and too much thinking, how to calm down your mind? Just shift your thought to your feeling in your heart. Smile now. When you smile, you got feeling in your heart, thought disappear. Okay? But sometimes you cannot smile. Sometimes you have a lot of worry, you cannot smile. Then just shift your mind to your feeling over the body, relax. Can you touch your arm now? Can you feel? Then you touch your arm and you feel? Where is your mind now? Your mind is here because you're feeling here. Okay? When you got feeling over the body, now your mind stop thinking because your mind come to your feeling, work as feeling. Then first step, we just shift your mind to your breathing in, feeling. Can you feel your breathing? Breathing out. Can you feel your breathing in and out? Then when your mind come to breathing, feeling, now thought calm down. Because now you just shift your mind to your feeling over the breathing, okay? And then your mind will calm down in maybe 1 or 2 minutes only if you know the function of mind. But if you don't know the function of mind, you try to stop thinking, force your mind to stop thinking, then you're not successful, okay? It's not successful. So just use your wisdom. Too much thought, then relax the body, okay? Relax the body, your mind come here, feeling over the body. And breathing, breathing slowly, calmly, your mind work as feeling over the body, and as feeling over your breathing, you got calmness from thought. But calmness from thought doesn't mean you free from suffering, okay? Then when you have calmness from thought, you just bring your mind, come back to your heart to see what happened to your heart by smile. Relax your body, your mind come to your body. And relax your heart with smile, your mind from relax on the body come to your heart. Then your mind and your heart become one. What we practice meditation and inside meditation is to bring your mind back to your heart at home, become one. Now you got separation, mind and heart. Mind thinking this way, heart, body this way. Now you have a lot of disturbance, okay? But if you just know the Buddha saying the natural way of enlightenment, just smile or breathe in your heart, okay? Breathe and smile in your heart. Then your mind come back home. Then you can see things inside, what you got inside. When you see, it release, it dispassion, okay? This enchantment, okay? And then you can see the freedom of mind, okay? So in daily life, just keep your heart good, smile, and what else? With loving kindness. When you have smile and loving kindness, you are not lost in thought, because your mind become one with your heart, and then your mind and your heart become one. It become self-awareness. Okay? You got wisdom from self-awareness. Okay? Wisdom to see what you got good or bad in your heart. What you cannot let go. Maybe you have attachment something for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. When your mind and your heart become one, then you can see what's wrong in your heart, and then you can let go. You can see releasement, and then you can see the freedom of mind in your heart. Okay? So, what we practice, bring your mind back home here. Yeah. Now you have a lot of thinking the whole day. Cannot bring your mind back home. Okay? So that's why we have two techniques. The first technique, still your mind here first. Okay? Still your mind here. Okay? Or calm your mind. Calm down your mind from thought. Okay? When you got calmness from thought, then this and joy in your heart. Your mind become one in your heart and become seeing inside. Then you got wisdom, see inside what you got. Okay? You got suffering and what the cause of suffering. Okay? Then you got seeing and let go. So how to bring your mind back home? How? Because I'm sure now you cannot smile the whole day. Okay. Now, if you cannot smile, do you have breathing? Can you feel your breathing? When you feel your breathing, your mind shift from thought to feeling. Okay? When your mind shift from thought to feeling, calmness comes immediately. Okay? Feel your breathing in. Feel your breathing out. And if you can smile, smile. Okay? And when you feel your breathing in, feel your breathing out. Okay? Then you got more consciousness, more consciousness. Okay? So I just let you know how the Buddha lived before he got enlightenment. The Buddha said, before he got enlightenment, he just lived with breathing as home. Okay? But when he got enlightenment, he lived with emptiness or free from all desire attachment. Okay? Of clear knowing and it is. So now just follow the Buddha path. You got breathing, you don't have to use any tools, or you don't have to buy anything because you got breathing, okay? Okay? You don't have to go for just dancing or to the music, okay? Or to sizing, that is not real happiness. The real happiness is come to you really. Okay? So how to come to you really? Just now even you talk to me, listen to me. Are you breathing or not? We just feel our breathing as well. We not focus on breathing. In daily life, the Buddha said, live with your breathing as well. When you look at your friend or watch your dog, your heart away disturbed, okay? Or your heart from God. But if you feel your breathing as home, your heart calm. Then when you got calmness, you got your thinking with mindfulness. If your heart not calm, then your mind become frustrated. So when you feel your breathing as home more and more, okay, you got bliss and joy in your heart. You got more awareness and you got more consciousness. Yeah. Okay? Now you know mind is consciousness. Okay. But your consciousness now sleeping in your subconscious, okay, with anger, desire, and attachment. According to psychology, you wake up with consciousness not more than 10%. Okay, but now what we practice when we come to our breathing as whole, you got more awareness. More awareness, then you got more consciousness. More consciousness, you got more mindfulness. More mindfulness, then your job, whatever you do with mindfulness, you got wisdom, okay? You got wisdom. And with mindfulness, you can let go. Because you don't have mindfulness, you are very attached. Now, just wake up. While we practice meditation, wake up. You sleeping in your emotion the whole day. Wake up from your emotion. How to wake up? You got here, your heart. This is your mind. So I tell you already, okay, watch yourself. Mindfulness. You come up when you watch yourself. But when you watch yourself, you can realize something. Okay? And awareness, watch yourself, and awareness of your breathing as whole. Then you got awareness of your breathing as whole. Your heart free from suffering. Okay? Let's do it now. You always sit and lost in thought. Because you never watch yourself. When you watch yourself, you will stop TV. Okay? Watch and notice yourself. Why I tell you watch and notice? Because the Buddha say you come to learn to know about yourself, the four foundation. First foundation, watch and notice how is your body. Then the second foundation, watch and notice your sensation. Okay? The third foundation, watch and notice your mind. Okay, your mind lost the thought. When you watch and notice, your mind come back. Okay, and when your mind come back, then you can watch and notice your heart and deep in your heart. Okay, then you can clean all dirtiness from your heart. Okay, so watch and notice yourself. Okay, you know you never watch yourself. Because you got disturbed, okay? You lose your awareness. When you got your breathing asshole, you got awareness. When you got awareness, your mindfulness turns inwards. Then you can see you are angry. You can see this is not you, okay? But you not see yourself. Then you become lost in anger. When you got any emotion, okay, awareness first. Awareness, then mindfulness come back and see what happened to you. When you lost in anger, desire, your face change, your bodily action change. Then you can overcome yourself, not lost in thought. So now, the Buddha just tell you to come back to yourself. The practice of meditation is come back to yourself. But when you come back to yourself, to learn about yourself inside, how? Listen to your heart. Now when you got awareness, mindfulness, watch yourself, and awareness of yourself, you can rehearse something in your heart, okay? You leave your heart, left your heart for a long time until many things come up to your heart. It looks like your home very dirty. So when you come back, now, just clean your heart. We call vipassana. Vipassana is to purify your heart, okay? When you calm down your mind, that is the calmness meditation. Then you have to purify your heart, clean your heart. How to clean your heart? When you watch and notice yourself, first you watch and notice how you do it. Then you watch and notice your sensation, your mind, your heart, or let's say you watch how you're feeling. When you watch and notice how you're feeling, then you just learn to let go, okay? Before you learn to let go, the Buddha said you must see the Four Noble Truths. You got inside because suffering. You just learn suffering. When you watch and notice yourself, you can see the cause of suffering, okay? The cause of suffering is from your attachment. When you watch and notice, then notice and aware in your heart. You got attachment. That is the cause of suffering. Okay? Aware and explore inside. Okay? When you got awareness of the suffering and the cause of suffering, exploring inside. Okay? First step, you watch and notice, then you know what happened to your heart. Your heart got suffering or got whatever, disturbance. You notice and aware you got disturbance or suffering. Then, just the Buddha say, explore, investigate into your mind. Okay? Then you can see the way to cease your suffering, to end your suffering. Okay? That is, you can see, you are creating a lot of attachment inside in the thought of something. But when you see your attachment, it becomes released, okay? Attachment, more and more because you not see your attachment, okay? But when you see your attachment, it becomes released. So when you see your attachment, then you can see the releasement from suffering. Then you can see impermanent, okay? You got happiness, unhappiness is impermanent. Impermanent because when you see the cause of happiness or unhappiness, then it's shared, okay? Unhappiness, you see the cause of unhappiness, then it gone, unhappiness gone, okay? When you see things impermanent, okay, then more and more you learn. More and more you explore you inside, you can see things impermanent. Even you got attachment, you cannot attachment for the whole day, whole month, whole year, because it's too much. When you're too tired, okay, you got natural enlightenment. When you got too much tired, when you see the nature, okay, then even the suffering it disappears, okay. So then you can see impermanent inside. When you can see impermanent inside, then you can see dependent origination. Thing depend on each other. You can see what makes you are suffering. Okay, attachment. Then you can see what makes your attachment, your desire. And what makes your desire? Okay, what makes your desire? Your sensation, pleasant feeling or unpleasant feeling. Okay. Then you can see it comes from yourself. Whenever you lost mindfulness, eye contact, then you got sensation, pleasant feeling or unpleasant feeling. Then now we just know the cause of something. It's from you live in daily life, you learn things with your eye, your ear, then you just be mindful, see and not attached, okay? Hearing and not attached. Be mindful. How to be mindful? Watch and notice. And you never watch and notice yourself when you see whatever object. Sometimes you lost, but when you notice yourself, watch and notice, you can see now it form happiness or unhappiness. And then you got already you experience happiness and happiness. Make your desire and attachment. Okay, everybody got happiness and unhappiness, but you must let go quickly. Okay, let go quickly. Okay, then you lost every day in the happiness and unhappiness or in the sensation. Then you lost everything. Lost everything, even lost money. Okay. So now wake up. Just keep your heart in harmony with the nature. The natural way of enlightenment. I told you, today I just let you learn about the natural way of life. Bliss and joy and what more. Bliss and joy in your heart. And just keep your heart in harmony with the nature. Why I told you this is the natural way of life. Because your heart is originally inside pure, okay? Yeah, because you separate from the nature, you do things too much, okay? You destroy the nature, destroy yourself, then you got suffering. So the natural way is just live in harmony with the nature, okay? Even you going anywhere, you live in harmony with the nature, you got the freedom of mind. Okay? So when you live in harmony with the nature, I just tell you, you also the nature. You are the nature also. So now I give you how to free yourself from suffering. In accordance with, in harmony with the nature, then can you just keep your heart knowing this person now sitting and not breathing every moment? Can you just aware of your breathing from your heart in harmony? Can you? Before you just find a way to calm down your mind, to focus your breath. But okay, it maybe can do, but it takes time. Okay? It takes time. But if you just know whenever your heart become in harmony with nature, that the way to enlightenment. Now, before you practice breathing meditation, don't have to practice. But keep knowing from your heart in harmony with nature. When your heart becomes in harmony with nature, what happens? Consciousness wake up. More and more consciousness, that is pure mind. Okay? Pure mind is consciousness. Mind is consciousness. Okay? Wake up. Okay? Now do it now. Can you just aware in harmony of your breathing? Don't have to focus the breathing. Before you try to do practice, watch your breathing. That is the academic way to enlightenment. But today, I just tell you, before you practice academic way of enlightenment, to practice watch your breathing, to watch whatever object. But today, you just learn how to go by the natural way. Okay? Just now, can you, whenever your heart and your body become one, then you got beautiful colors. But how your heart and your body become one, you know? You got breathing or not? In and out? Can you just keep your heart in harmony with your breathing? Not after, not before. Okay? You are really rushed. Breathing too slow. I want to focus the breathing now. Don't have to. Just keep your heart in harmony with your breathing in self-awareness. Okay? In harmony with the breathing out. When beautiful calmness, okay? When you sit, what you're doing now? Can you just keep your heart in harmony with your breathing? Yeah. And when you walk, okay, can you keep your heart in harmony with your walking? That means you will just now, keep your heart in harmony with the nature. your heart so rush, want to do that, want to do this. Just keep your heart in harmony with your breathing first. What you got? You got awareness, and your heart open and smile. Okay? Open and smile with accent, with understanding, and letting go. Whenever you got your heart in harmony with nature, the nature of yourself, normally you just do very lush, okay? But now, just keep your heart in harmony with your doing, with your speaking, with your thinking, okay? Practice meditation. It's very simple. Your heart or your consciousness become one with your body, okay? How to become one with your body? Just very simple. Just keep calm and humble with mind, your heart first. And just keep your heart in harmony with your body. How? In harmony with your breathing, because you are breathing. You can realize the freedom of mind. And when you walk in a rush. Your heart too tired. Just keep your heart in harmony with your walking. Or you speaking too rush. Okay? In harmony with your speaking. Or in harmony with your doing whatever. Okay? Now, can you feel something opening up? Your heart way up. And what happened? You got more consciousness. So, I give you homework, okay? Just start in daily life. You got two time for taking a bath in the bathroom. 10-15 minutes in the bathroom. Keep your heart in harmony with your body, okay? Normally your heart rush, okay? Want to take a bath quickly and go to work and rush, okay? Can you keep your heart in harmony? Only 10-15 minutes. Not go out of the bathroom. Just stay awareness in the bathroom. Okay? Okay? Just feel your body, your child body. Okay? Warm water, cool water. Can you just keep your heart in harmony of your breathing, relaxing, and cleaning your body? Okay? You don't have to rush when you clean your body. Okay? When you keep your heart in harmony, 10-15 minutes in the bathroom, every day, 2 weeks only, when you walk in a rush, you got something to keep your awareness. No, not rush. Okay? Something will wake up. Okay? That is your self-awareness, your intuitive awareness wake up. Why rushing? Okay? Just in harmony with your walking, okay? Or in harmony with the nation. So now, before we finish, okay? Just keep your heart in harmony with yourself, your body sitting, your body got living it, and now before you have to focus, now just in harmony. You feel more relaxed, you feel more awareness, okay? Doing every day, okay? So you have homework, okay? Take shower in the morning and in the night. And also, more homework. You have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Can you keep your heart in harmony with your eating? Not after, not before, okay? Not rush. Stay here on the table, on your eating, okay? That means enjoy the present, okay? That's why the Buddha said, joy in the present moment, okay? then you got natural mindfulness and awareness. So I wish now you know the way to break through your obstruction. Joy in the present moment. Then you will find the solution to your suffering. So I just wish you the Maan, okay? And sing through the Buddha teaching and free yourself from all suffering. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, good enough. You give me time only 45 minutes. I cannot go too long. Money, money, money. Come in, come in. ไม่เป็นไรหรอกจิกกี้น่าจะเป็กเสียงไปเลย